you're a keen runner and a fun runner, there's no shortage of events on the northwest coast. We had the giant Christmas run in Devonport, which was postponed because of the Hillcrest tragedy, as we know, but they had that a couple of weeks ago, and there's two more coming up very soon, Run Devonport and the Great Train Race as well. And the man who's organised them all is Brian Lyons from Everyday Lyons, who joins me now. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, Martin. Thanks for having me on the show, mate. How are you?
You're welcome. Good. Yeah, let's just talk about the giant Christmas run, Devonport Christmas run, of course. That was postponed, as we know, for a very good reason, but it was well supported on the new date.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. We had close to 400 people competing on the day, and then nearly 100 virtually. So we were very, very happy with those numbers, especially in the world that we're living in at the moment.
And how was the concept of the different distances? I think the shortest was 800 metres and up to 5 kilometres. How did they go down with the participants?
Yeah. I think they really enjoyed the courses. They were, instead of out and back, it was just a looped course, so that seemed to go down really well, and the vibe was lovely as well, and the weather gods were smiling down on us. So it seemed things were in our favour anyway.
And as if you didn't have enough to do, you're going to organise two more runs in fairly short succession coming up next month and the month after. The first one is Run Devonport on March the 20th. This is your first year organising this event.
Yeah, so we took ownership over this event in September last year from Michael Bonney, and we're excited about the prospect of this run. I've run it many times myself, but never organised it, so a nice new challenge for Amy and myself, and we're really looking forward to that.
Well, I noticed you used to be on the website, on the cover page, and you haven't taken that down yet, so...
So we've got a new website, so if you head over to www.rundevonport.com, yep. It's a total new webpage, so I've got rid of me, luckily. No one wants to see my dirty mug.
And you've got a sponsor, a name right sponsor for the event, Combi Keg, and people would be familiar with that if they go to any music festivals and things around the coast, it's always there.
Yeah, we're really, really lucky that Jane and the team have come on board, and as you know yourself, you've been around the track, it's really hard to get sponsorship, and we're just so lucky that they wanted to come on board to this new revamped event, and she's fantastic, and what they do is fantastic as well.
So this one's on March the 20th, it's only about 6 weeks away, so plenty of time for people to enter. The format isn't changing any from what's been in the previous years. You've got a 10K, a 5K, a 2.5 and a 1 kilometre for the juniors. And you know, I think Run Devonport was one of the first events in the state to have multi-distances, and a lot of them are doing it now.
I think so, and I think a lot of events have gone down that path to make it more inclusive for families, and our event is very affordable for everyone, and you know, you don't even have to run. You can walk our events, and we do encourage people to do that as well.
Okay, now Run Devonport will be predominantly around the Bluff where it has been in the past, and I think you'll be doing a bit of a loop out towards Coles Beach and along Victoria Parade as well.
Yeah, we're taking that beautiful Bluff precinct along Bluff Road, and like you said, go out to Coles Beach for the 5K course, I think, and the 10K as well, and then the 1 and 2.5s are closer to the Bluff area. But, yeah, we're just so lucky to have that lovely area in Devonport, and people who run and walk along that would be familiar with that area anyway.
And if you're not, just head to the website, as you mentioned, rundevonport.com. And then in April on the 24th, the day before Anzac Day, in fact, you've got the Great Train Race on again, the Tax Centre Great Train Race, very successful last year. We had it a few years ago, and I think you revived the event, and it went down very well.
Yeah, we were really pleased. So that was our first event that we ever did, and this whole new game was new to us, and sounds like we've got a bit of the, I don't know, we've been bitten by something, we can't stop now, so... But we were really pleased with it. And I think the fact that there's no other run like this in Tasmania, like there's only the Puss and Billy race that do it actually in Australia. So it's something unique to Tasmania for sure. And yeah, it's just exciting. I mean, I think you ran and you could hear the train the whole way along, and I think that adds to the excitement of the event too.
If people wonder what we're talking about, of course, you actually race against the Don River train, so you run from the train station out to Coles Beach and back again, pretty much the same course that the train does, and again, you've got options with distances in this one.
Yeah, so this year we've added two new distances. So we've got a kids race, and we just call that the 400-metre hot lap. So the plan with that one is that we'll have something that looks like Thomas or something that resembles Thomas, and the kids will be able to chase down Thomas the Tank Engine, hopefully, and then we've got a 3.5-kilometre distance, which actually starts in Coles Beach, and participants will be bused down or actually trained down by the train to the start line, and then they just have to run back the 3.5 kilometres back. So that's something that's really cool as well.
What a great way to get people that haven't been on the train to actually get on the train and see what it's all about. But I think the only drawback from that is that it's uphill on the way home.
I think so, mate. So it's a tough 3.5K. I wouldn't want to be doing it.
So with the 7K race, how many? I think you had like about 400 runners that last year as well. But how many of them actually beat the train?
Oh, mate, I think we only had six. I think our train driver actually got a bit excited, and he didn't realise that he had to slow down a bit. So he came back and to the finish line and said, "That's the fastest we've ever turned around." So I think he got a little bit excited. So this year we're hoping the train will slow down a tad for the runners, hoping to beat it. So I think we only had six, but we're meant to have 50. So.
Right. Yeah, so he got a bit excited, and we need to actually speed limit that one. With the 3.5 too, because of the train taking and the people down there, you've got a limited number on that part of it, haven't you?
Yeah, so we've only got 200 people, and then if you do miss out on that, we're going to bus people down. So there's that option as well, or you can just go there yourself and turn up on the day just at Coles Beach.
Terrific. Now, so DevonportRun.com and the website for the Great Train Race?
Yeah, so www.thegreattrainrace.com.
Okay, that's on April 24th. Run Devonport's on the 20th of March. Brian, thanks for your time as always this morning. Good luck with both those events. I'm sure they'll be a huge success.
Cheers, Martin. Thanks, mate. Thank you so much for having me on.